This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan, of course, hanging out as well. And week zero is here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta this Saturday at 8 a.m. We get the day started with college football game time. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. And this Saturday, we have a college football doubleheader with Iowa State facing Kansas State at 11:30 a.m. That is a top 25 matchup right there. And Kansas is hosting Fresno State at 6 o'clock. That is all tomorrow on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're going to have a late night tonight, Mike. Are you going to be up?
I was just going to say, shout out very quickly to Kansas State, Iowa State. I mean, I could just run down the whole gauntlet of teams that do have games tomorrow, South Florida and Boise that'll be playing next week. I mean, like, shout out to all these schools that are just making week zero a thing just so I don't have to go one more weekend without meaningful football.
Yes.
I just, like, I'm so stoked to rub the crust out of my eyes as my son probably jumps on my chest in the morning way before I am wanting to get up. And then I can wake up with bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and be like, you know what? College football is on today, man. Feel good about it.
Yeah, that noon kick's going to be rough for me, but I'm going to be there for it. Farmageddon, I'm excited. I literally had these projects I was doing. And, Mike, I know you're the same way. But the golf cart project I talked about for a few weeks, the whole point of that was to get done by Halloween, sure. But my goal was I don't want to have to deal with this during college football season. If I want to take the golf cart to the neighbor's house during college football season with some food and watch games all day, that's what I want to do. I don't have to worry about it. And I'm so excited now to have college football back. It's this perfect time of the year. I mean, we're here. We've got one more preseason game. College week zero's here. Let's play football.
Just need those temperatures to drop just a tidbit. You know what I mean?
And don't we'll rush really it. Don't rush it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because you rush it and then it gets cold too quick and you're like, man.
I don't know.
I'm
70.
It swings too fast. So a few weeks ago, Bo, you and I were at SEC Media Days. And we asked, I swear, every single person that came by whether they wanted an 8 or 9 game schedule. And there was no clear winner. Like, there were varying opinions all over the place. So the SEC finally made a decision. They announced they will implement a 9-game football schedule beginning in 2026. Greg Sankey said, Adding a ninth SEC game underscores our university's commitment to delivering the most competitive football schedule in the nation.
It's definitely a commitment to me trying to establish a scheduling grid right now to figure out who everybody's three annual opponents would be. I've already been going back and forth with former teammates of mine from Bama this morning, just trying to hash out some sort of gigantic grid. And just when you think you know everybody's annual opponents, Bo, that's when you have to go back to the drawing board because you're like, didn't think about that. Wow, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, look, it's so much more to it than what they'll ever say. There's so many factors, I think, that they decided. For one, I think they pushed around the Big Ten a little bit, I feel like, with this. Mm-hmm. And the Big Ten's going to think they won, but they didn't, because the Big Ten wanted the SEC to go this nine games. I think that these schools are worried about losing fans because at some of these lesser games, because the ticket prices are so expensive for them.
Yep.
I think the new metric that they're going to use, where the SEC basically heard what they wanted to hear from the committee, and I want to get your take, Mike and Allie, because basically when the committee came out and said, we're not going to penalize you that much for losing to a good opponent, but we are going to penalize you a lot for losing to a bad opponent, and we're not going to give you credit really for beating a bad opponent, but we're going to give you immense credit for beating a good one. I think that's what the SEC wanted to hear, that they wouldn't be punished, because to me, that Greg Sankey was probably like, okay, we could probably – let's look at Florida's schedule last year. Let's just do it for example. And you could probably do it with Georgia's too. But if Florida goes, 9-4 with that schedule, 8-4, whatever, and their losses are to Georgia, Texas, obviously it was Miami, but somebody else, there's a really good chance they're not getting overly penalized for that the way they finished. They would have finished strong. They could have snuck in had the season looked a little bit different, right? And that's what you want to hear. So I just think that there's so many things that kind of pile into that. And mind you, I'm saying all that with the thought process that they're going to 16 games next year in the playoff.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. I was thinking the same thing, and I would not advocate for Bama to have made a playoff spot last year, but you do look at the fact that they beat Georgia. You know, their losses stunk, but they beat some good teams along the way, so it's kind of something you factor in. But I don't know, but like, tell me who Florida's annual opponents are.
It's easy.
Okay.
It's going to be Georgia, we know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I don't believe that the world of college football will let them out of the LSU game, because that has become such a staple game,
That's such a good big game.
And I say unfortunately because I think there's a lot of people at the University of Florida that hate that game. And they don't know why they got stuck with it back in 97, I think, when they started doing this, when they started doing the extra one. And then I'll say the other one's Tennessee, because for me, Tennessee-Florida for the 90s was the biggest game of the year, because those were the two best teams in the conference in the 90s,
I think through and through, for the extent of the 90s. I think they'll get rid of Tennessee or LSU off that list. I think they'll put South Carolina on there, and for the simple fact of South Carolina has to play somebody. Like, I know that
Play Vanderbilt.
I know that's not a great way to look at it, but they got to play somebody. And I don't know who that's going to be, so I think Florida might be on that list.
Well,
Tennessee's crossover games are interesting to look at as well. I think they'll get Vanderbilt because the in-state. I think they'll get Bama. And I think they'll probably – I don't know. Yeah, I think you're probably right. They'll probably get Florida too. We'll see what happens.
Well, think about this, though. Why don't you give Georgia – Georgia's going to have Auburn and Florida – it's either South Carolina or Tennessee for them. Because South Carolina is a big – and I know it's weird, but it's kind of a fun game for those two.
We'll see how it all unfolds. Right now, we're going to see how well Mike and Bo know their team.
I have no idea the questions, but I'm feeling very confident.
I got one question.
Yeah.
Just one question. Is this going to be classic Falcons, current Falcons, you know, like Falcons of 5 years ago?
Today, it's going to be current Falcons. If it goes well, we might have other subcategories in the future. But this is all an experiment, so we'll see.
All right. I love experiments.
We're going to play Name That Falcon. Okay, so what I'm going to do is give you an audio clue, and that's going to give you the year the Falcon was born, okay? And then we will whittle away, and I'll continue to give you clues until someone can name who it is.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, so this first Falcon was born the same year this debuted.
This is the true story. True story.
Of seven strangers.
Dark
to
cousins.
Live in a loft.
And have their lives taped.
To find out what happens.
What?
When people stop being polite. Could you get the phone?
And start getting real.
The real world.
And the real world, if you don't know exactly, debuted in 1992.
Right. I was going to say Kirk might be older than that. Kirk's older than that. That's got to be, what does that make you, 33?
This person is
Jake Matthews.
Hey, put your sheet down. Put your sheet down right now. Put your depth chart down.
You got caught cheating on a Zoom call. Wow.
Hey, man.
You could pull that off.
There's been worse things caught on a Zoom call before.
I don't think we need to challenge that today.
Not shy about it at all. Just right in front of his face reading his depth chart. All right. This person is 6'4", 310.
He's 6'4", 310.
Uh-huh. Born in 92. Majored in environmental science. Did not play football prior to college. Actually played soccer. Hometown is Lagos, Nigeria.
That's Arnold Ebiketie. No, it's David Onyemata.
There you go.
I was going to say, it's not Ebiketie.
There you go.
We talked to him about that whole situation. Yeah. Okay. David Onyemata. There you go. Okay. Onyemata. I'm sorry. Onyemata.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go with number two, Dylan, born the same year that this guy won American Idol.
The winner of American Idol is Ruben Studdard.
Doesn't that make you feel old? That would be 2003.
I was going to say, because then he came out with Sorry for 2004 immediately after that. That's such a good song, man. I used to jam to old Ruben Studdard on the Sorry 2004.
Bajan?
This person is 5'10", 194.
5'10", 194.
Is a rookie. Went to Oklahoma.
Billy Bowman.
There you go.
Once the Oklahoma thing came out, I was like, okay. I mean, do we have anybody else on the roster from Oklahoma? He might be the only one.
I don't know. I was told to put my chart down. So.
I know. Right. I accidentally glanced down at my desk and I was like,
Don't look. All right. We'll go with number three. Dylan, born the same year that this gaming console came out.
Sega.
Okay. So.
That's Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nobody on the roster as old as Kirk Cousins, and nobody is as old as the Sega Genesis.
1988, yes, there that is go. Kirk Cousins. All right, let's move on to this next guy, born the same year that this TV show debuted on MTV.
Sharon! Sharon!
Somebody was born the year that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Born the year that the Osbournes debuted on MTV. Also, the song, that was 2002, by the way.
Ding.
I chose that audio over Vanessa Carlton's A Thousand Miles. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, that's not very old. That could that's like 23. That could be Bajan.
Bajan.
Oh.
We didn't even get to my good clue.
You should have made him hammer down and go, all right, what's your answer? Final answer, sir.
My favorite clue for him was like, probably not a fan of Grey Poupon.
Good one.
All right, we'll do one more. This guy was born the same year that this happened.
The winner of the first Survivor competition is Rich. Congratulations, Rich.
Let me guess the year first. Okay. Is Survivor, was that 2001?
No.
I think it came out in the late 90s. Like 99 or something.
You guys are surrounding it.
It was a Y2K show?
2000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that means they're 25.
Can you imagine if all those shows have been debuting during Twitter? Like when Twitter was out? Man, it would have been on fire.
It was Kyle Pitts, Bo. Good job. You want to try one more? You want to try one more real quick?
He's like, dang it. I didn't even get to take a stab at it.
One more. This guy was born the same year that this movie came out.
What? It's 97.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, Titanic 97.
Yeah.
Yes. Jeez, why are you arguing with me about this?
It came out in like December of 97. So it's really a 98.
I thought
movie.
It was 94.
Leonard Floyd?
Forrest Gump.
Not Leonard Floyd. This guy is 6'4", 310.
I feel like this is the third person you've said that's 6'4", 310.
He is the second oldest of six kids.
Wait a minute.
I thought we already said Jake.
No, I mean, you guessed him.
Yeah, wow.
It's Jake.
No, it's not.
Matthews.
Let go of Jake Matthews.
Let him go.
My next one was going to be, let's see, how old does that make, 28? Who's 28?
It was Jesse Bate. No, he's not 6'4", 310.
No. Has started all 88 games that he has appeared in since entering the NFL in 2019.
Matthew Bergeron?
No.
Oh.
We've been talking about this guy a lot.
Oh, Chris Lindstrom.
There you go. There's Chris Lindstrom.
I was like, man.
Well, he hasn't started all the games, though. He started all the games he's appeared in. Yeah.
He started all the games he's appeared in.
Yeah.
I was going to say, cool. I remember breaking
from AtlantaFalcons.com.
That actually seems younger than he feels.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
interesting.
Congratulations to you both. You won Name That Falcon. Coming up, would you got to talk about some of the Bucks? They have a few injuries, and since we're facing them in our opener, we got to talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.